Hey everyone, it's Deb, and I'm a dating coach, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. This is a series called Health, Wealth, and Relationships with me, Heidi Hills, and Crispin Sanford.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Hey guys, Heidi Hills here, and I'm excited to be on here with our Health, Wealth, and Relationships podcast. And my podcast is Healthy Habits with Heidi Hills.
And this is Crispin Sanford, looking forward again to chatting with Deb and Heidi. And you can find me, my podcast is Unsolicited Advice.
I love that name.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, someone I was chatting with, I don't know if I mentioned this before, about my podcast, acted so offended that I was offended. He was like, I hate that name. It's a terrible name. Yeah, he was like, I can't believe you would use that name. That just sounds awful. And I was like, wow, great. Well, we're not friends anymore. I was like, wow, way to take a stand. And such
that
hostility.
Has nothing to do with
what?
Him.
Yeah, I mean, what a funny
It was
thing.
So odd. It was so odd. It was so odd. But, you know, these are one of the things that help you select those you keep close
exactly,
and those you keep at arm's length.
He's somebody that wants to be on your team.
He's not on my team. He's not on the journey with me.
Nope.
Yeah. So
can hate you from afar.
Yes, he can. He can. he can hate me on my Twitter.
Yeah. And or he can just not take your unsolicited advice.
Oh, you know what? He cannot take my unsolicited advice. I love it. Well, I think today, what we're going to be chatting about and learning from each of us as a matter of principles, things that we can learn about health, wealth, and relationships is how marketing applies to your health, wealth, and relationships.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah. I particularly focus on public relations and promotions.
All right.
I think in this conversation, obviously, as many might know, maybe some don't, marketing, as far as I'm concerned, consists of public relations, promotions, and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But when I broke it down and was looking at it and for my clients and for myself, I realized that really advertising is just when you're paying to get your PR in front of people or your promotion in front of people.
Uh-huh.
So in many ways, advertising is just when you're paying money to get people, different markets, different audiences that other people control, to see your event that's a PR event or your promotional piece that's promoting a service or something. So when it comes to wealth and creating wealth, I think what people often miss is that, again, they'll pay for advertising to get their name in front of people, their business in front of people, but they don't always have an offer that, mm-hmm. that hooks people's attention, that tells a story that is engaging and compelling and touches pain points and aspiration points. So that when someone sees it, that promotional piece, they go, oh, yes, I need that. That will help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's valuable to me. And then also, one of the most important ways that your promotions will get traction and reach an audience is if that audience, if you've already established goodwill, rapport, you've positioned yourself well with public relations. When a business is working towards building wealth,
mm-hmm.
when it is so important that they spend time engaging in events and activities that build goodwill. Our public relations activities, and this can be literally from saying happy birthday to people through your social media that you see, from being polite with everybody when you meet
just
them and your acquaintances.
To people.
And going to events and not promoting yourself, not advertising yourself, but just being polite.
Exactly.
Having conversations.
Being genuine and showing you care.
Genuine. Yes.
Absolutely. And I always talk about saying, you know, you build meaningful relationships first. You may then work on building a professional relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But at no point in public relations do you ask for money.
Yeah.
And when you do have promotions that go out and people hear it or they find out about it, you're commenting on your social media because you've been building a relationship with them, because you've been liking their stuff. They see a group, they join it because it sounds like it's for them, and then you promote on that targeted group or wherever you do your promotions. Now they've got the goodwill, and they listen to your message, they listen to your hook, they listen to your story, and
I
go ahead.
I was thinking you either spend time or money. I think the spending the time first creates that solid foundation.
100%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because again, in the beginning, you don't even have an audience to spend money on reaching.
That's true.
You don't necessarily have the reputation or the credibility with an audience you might spend money to get in front of. But if you're doing PR, if you're taking the time to add them to a group that they're interested in for free, giving this sort of advice on a podcast, then you build a relationship with them. And then when you promote, they go, yeah, that's right up my alley. So that's how I think, in a nutshell, how it relates to wealth and building wealth. Because when I ask people, I don't even have to ask people for money most of the time, because they're responding to a promotion that they're listening to because I've built a relationship with them.
They already know you.
They already know me.
Yes.
Built a relationship. And then they go, well, how do I do that? And then I tell them, show them my promo. And they go, I want to do that. So Heidi, what do you think? How does marketing, particularly PR and promotions, relate to helping people with their health?
Okay, so I'm actually going to take this in a totally different direction than where it's helping you, right? For me, this is actually one of the reasons that led me to wanting to go back to school to get my health coaching and life coaching certifications, because there's so much information out there, right? So you're talking about marketing and all these things, and it's coming at you in every direction around health. Like, what is healthy? What isn't healthy? This diet is so great, and this one isn't.
And it changes.
And it changes. And it's almost like a fad, right? We get these different diets, and they're fads and things like that. So I found it really overwhelming, because I was like, what the heck? There's all these things out there. I want to know what I'm supposed to be doing for myself. And then I actually want to be able to help other people figure that out for themselves too. And so that's really where I was like, you know what? I need to go figure this out, because there's way too much information out there, and they're all doing marketing for their own things. And all too often a diet or a plan is created because somebody had really good success on this way of doing something. And because of that, well, it must have to work for everybody else, right?
Wrong.
Exactly. It doesn't work for everybody, because one size does not fit all. One way does not fit all, especially when it comes to our health and wellness. And everybody, I've said this before, everybody and every body is uniquely different.
Exactly.
And so that's what led me wanting to go back to school. I learned some really cool paradigms at school. So let me just preface what this is. So a paradigm is just a fundamental change in your thought process, an assumption that you have, or an approach to something.
Like a paradigm shift.
Yeah. I want to just talk about three things that I think are really important for this conversation around health. So number one, there are as many right diets as there are people on the planet. So this goes right along with what I was just saying.
There's everyone's different.
Exactly. Everybody's different. The second one is, what's healthy for one person might not be healthy for you. And again, like I just said, everybody's different, right? Everybody is unique. And then the last one that I want to share with you guys is that diets are not useful as dogma, but they are useful references. So there are all these different diets out there, but you can take little nuggets from different ones that might work for you. And that's why it goes back up to, there's as many right diets as there are people on the planets. And I think that those are some really interesting thought processes for us all to kind of think about and be able to recognize. And so anyways, that's my take on this aspect about health.
and I think you're saying partly that people are getting promoted all of these ways of getting results, but those ways of getting results are limited to the bodies that they apply to. Like, lost 20 pounds when I quit bread and gluten for a period, and my weight just dropped dramatically. And my wife's weight did not drop dramatically.
Right.
She was getting really aggravated.
Exactly. That's a perfect example.
And then I would also say that by building a relationship with somebody and learning about them and their body, and even recommending that they look at what works for them, is good PR for you. Because I know as soon as they get results and see that you're right,
oh, yeah,
oh, this works for my husband, this doesn't work, this doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. You know, this works for me, it doesn't work for my husband. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to be more inclined, when you promote your service, your way of educating and working and serving people in a healthy way and build a healthy lifestyle, they're going to engage and respond to that promotion.
Right.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
So yeah. Heidi, what are your thoughts
on this? You mean Deb?
I mean Deb, oh my Lord. Heidi
okay.
On the brain.
It's okay. I'm good. When you put out the subject, I had a few thoughts. And I think as far as dating goes, we'll take just the dating part of relationships. Promoting yourself is a big deal. And I liked how you said everybody is different. Everybody is different. That's true. And promoting yourself, like when you're dating, you're promoting yourself mm-hmm. to other people.
Absolutely.
And I like to coach my clients to help them to see that since everybody is different, everybody likes different things, everyone's looking for different things, and you don't have to promote yourself to everyone. Mm. You don't, not everyone is going to like what you have to offer or to like you, but it doesn't right. mean anything about you.
It's, that's not about you.
Exactly.
That's about them.
Exactly. Mm. It is about them, and it may not be something negative about them. I had a guy tell me that since I don't like camping, he's not going to ask me out. He's not going to take me out anymore. And I was like, rude, but I don't like camping. Mm-hmm. So why would I want to be with him anyway? Because he wants to practically live outside all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's just an example. Mm-hmm. What I like to focus on is be yourself. Everybody's right. different, and that's beautiful. You like certain things. You don't like certain things. You don't have to mold yourself to whoever you're with and what they like.
Right.
I don't know. I just believe in when you are promoting yourself to be genuine
mm-hmm.
and just be yourself.
Right.
So I had a thought on this when you were talking. Somebody said this with something like, you could be the
juiciest
brightest,
peach.
Juicy. Yeah, I was going to go with orange. Yeah, but you're like, you could be the brightest, orangest orange, juiciest mm-hmm. orange. And guess what?
Not everybody likes oranges. Yeah, I love that.
I love that thing.
I love that because it's nothing negative about you. Mm-hmm. It's just everybody likes different things.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I would add to it as well, just from my experience and my thinking,
mm-hmm.
is that I think it would serve people when they're dealing with relationships and dealing with dating to know that at first they're engaged in public relations activities. They're meeting people.
That's true.
They're socializing. They're talking. And they've got to find out what things you enjoy doing,
exactly.
Joe, at the company picnic or at the yeah. pizza party thrown by my whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then when the person says, oh, I just love camping. I would camp all day, every day.
Then I'd say,
you
next.
Go like, wow. So now you're not going to promote the idea
exactly.
of going on a date.
Exactly.
You know?
I also think one of the things I tell them, if they are ready to date, wanting to date, I say, go meet lots of people. The more people you meet, the more opportunities you're going to have. Be yourself, meet lots of people.
Also thinking, I'll just say again, in your head, know that you're just engaging in public relations.
Yep.
You're meeting people, you're
yep.
socializing, you're getting connected. One of the things I love, and I think we'll end off on this, one of the things I absolutely love is when someone said, when I was at school, my parents encouraged me to try every single sport. Swimming,
mm-hmm.
lacrosse, basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right, hot field hockey, you know, all of the different things, because you don't know what you're going to like until
that's
you do it.
That's so good. That's so smart.
Isn't that
of your
just
parents?
So good?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. That was
yeah,
good.
That's awesome. That is good advice from your parents. Way to go, Crispin's parents.
it was somebody else's parents. It was not my parents.
Oh, it wasn't your parents?
I heard someone say, some parents say to their child,
okay.
What you need to do.
Well, good job them.
Good job their parents. My parents, however. No. I have great advice for my parents. But yeah, so it's so important to ensure that you're giving yourself the opportunity to find someone that works with you, works mm-hmm. for you, mm-hmm. is true for you. And again, like you said, when you're being yourself, you're not faking it.
That's right.
You're
that's
not
right.
faking
you're
who you are
mm-hmm.
to that's... get somebody who likes that person. And then when you're together, like, mm-hmm. who are you?
Well, and that's what's really, really attractive is if you're yourself. So
perfect.
So
it's great. Great way to end it. Just
yeah,
be yourself.
That's perfect.
Be yourself.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Next time, guys.
On health,
wealth and relationships.
Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help.
In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.